You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. Surround the problem. In 1998, Iceland had a serious issue with teenage alcohol abuse. Nearly 50% of 17-year-olds consumed alcohol at least once a month. But instead of the government imposing bigger fines and a harsher punishment, a common downstream approach, they decided to focus on more proactive solutions, an upstream approach. However, the upstream approach wasn't just rolling out some anti-alcohol programs in their schools. They took it one step further by surrounding the problem, as Dan Heath says to do in his book, Upstream. In the battle against teenage alcohol abuse, they engaged parents, teachers, sports coaches, and other community leaders, as well as the teenagers themselves. The way they saw it, they needed all hands on deck to turn it around. They were united in their desire for positive change, but in many cases, they just needed a nudge or permission to become part of the solution. One strategy alone wouldn't be the answer. They needed to rebuild their entire system, and they did. Iceland saw positive results instantly, but the long-term results were even more impressive. By 2018, only 3% of 17-year-olds consumed alcohol at least once a month, down from 50% 20 years earlier. Whether we are trying to transform our culture or we are trying to specifically target and help one individual, we need to engage everyone. I recently had a conversation with a coach who was trying to put together a plan to help a player make some necessary changes to their behavior and attitude so they could remain a part of the team. His plan included clear standards and consequences, but the plan didn't necessarily include reaching out to his parents, teachers, and teammates to engage them in making the change. If you have a problem with your culture or an individual, then you should surround the problem by trying to get everyone engaged and finding a solution. This will increase your chances of success. Thanks for listening to the Culture Builders Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with another coach out there. Leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. And thanks again for listening in.